Then let's take a look at the gap. We always follow the arrows. We have this, so now we follow to this and we take this. A gap, what is a gap? Is a, say it with a different word.
Gap is in, for example, perceived security incident minus the actual incident.
Yes. The gap is the difference. But then a tricky question. If you have the perception and the security incidents is the correction, the new information, is gap perceived security incidents minus security incidents, or is gap security incidents minus the perceived security incidents? You still have the order to consider.
If you want to go to some place, you calculate it some time interval, like you assume that it will take around 3 hours, but in actually you reach at that place about 2 hours and 45 minutes. So the gap is 15 minutes that in your perceived time period and the actual time period.
But you have to make a decision. Let me put it on the table here. So I'm going to put it in the table and you have to think about this. We are looking at this problem, and what we are saying is only for this problem. You shouldn't then copy-paste to another problem and say, because in this problem the gap was computed like this, the next time we will compute it like this. Rather, we will find out which of the two options we have to choose. Option one is gap equals, let me see the names, perceived security incidents. That's number one. Option two gap is security incidents minus security incidents. Option two is the gap is security incidents minus perceived security incidents. We have to choose one of the two options. Both express a gap. But the question is, which is the one that by logic of this problem we should choose? Okay? Who wants to argue? Carry on. Yes, I like some things that you say, but I would like to go a step further. Why are we computing the gap? You have to tie this in the definition of the gap. Why do we care about the gap? What are we going to do with the gap? Okay, that's the point. So what you compute as a gap, we will use it as a correction. Okay, so would you like now to reword what you said?
Well,
case, the correction, the security incidents are more than the perceived, then we have a positive gap, and then we can correct. In case the security incidents are less, then we have a negative gap, and we can lower our expectation.
Yes, you are on the right track. Still, there is a little thing that lacked to say it perfectly and accurately. But you are very close to the... Yes. Yes, so what I hear you say, but I will put it my own words, is the following. We compute the gap because the gap will correct the old information, which is the perceived, with the new information. The gap must be positive if we get more security incidents than we have expected or perceived. And then we add the correction. It's a positive correction. The gap must be negative if we get less security incidents than we have expected or perceived so far. And then the correction is a negative. We subtract. So in both cases, we correct. But important is that we use the sign of the gap to correct in the right order. So that's why we have to choose this. If we chose this, we will be doing the opposite. When we got more security incidents, we will correcting in downwards. That will be wrong. When these more incidents, we correct upwards. Less incidents, we correct downwards. And this will do the opposite. So that's why we have to choose this. And in other situations, we will compute the gap different. You have to see this in the logic of the problem. In this case, the gap is so as to correct in the right way. So the gap here is the new information, security incidents, minus, I click on minus, the old information. In this case, the unit should be computed directly because we have here units, we have here units, so we click on that, security weeks. Send documentation, okay. Then finally the correction. And in the correction, we have two quantities. How do we use them? So, logic.
Multiplication of, gap into the average time, the total time.
You will multiply the gap with the time? Ask in terms of if you get a higher gap, will you correct more or less? If the gap increases, do you correct more or less? The bigger the gap, the more you have to correct. Okay. Now, as to the time. If the average perturbation time is short, do you correct more per unit of time or less? If it is become smaller and smaller and smaller, do you correct more or less per unit of time? If you are very fast at changing your mind, do you add more or less correction?
More.
So by that logic, it is proportional to gap, but indirect proportional divided by the time. There is a second check, and that is the units of the flow must be the units of the stock divided by time. Let's see if that's what happens now. Units, and yes, you get the units of the stock is security incidents per week, and the correction is security incidents per week divided by week. So it is correct. So some documentation, and that is the solution. Now we can save it. We can simulate, we can look at security incidents and select these two and see the diagram, and there you see the jump from 0 to 100 and the expectation. As soon as we notice it increases, we start changing our expectation, and since it continues and it doesn't go down, then in the end we achieve the same thing. And this depends on the average perception time, and so on. But now I can go back to the other model that I had, because it was more complete. This is the model again. Forget about this time step here. I will put it a little bit later in that. We don't need it now. The reason why I have it there is because we will use it in a moment. And there's a diagram that I made, and I also put a scale here. You can create such scales also. And now I can simulate on change, and I can make changes here. Now the average expectation time is 6. Actually, I don't need to put it because I have it here automatically, but okay, I put it twice. I have twice the slide. It's the same. If I click in here, if I, instead of average perception times for 6, I put 4, that means I am forming perceptions faster. So what is going to happen to the curve? Is it going to be pushed to the right or to the left? Short expectation time and average. What do you expect? To the left, okay. Yes, and it does. By some reason, yes, I have only one problem. I don't have something to compare here, so I think, let me see data set. Yes, Karen. Okay, and then we put here current. Yes, and if now I simulate like this and I put a shorter perception time for, then I should get a curve. Why I'm not seeing both? I am a little bit confused. Sometimes benzing is very strange. So let me put in current. Base, then I select current. I should have 2, let me see, both, yes. Then I select on this, and benzene has bugs. No, I'm still not able to see both. I know, okay. I know why I don't see it. That is because in the diagram that I defined here, I have not both run. So I have to go in here. Graph. This is the graph. Modify. Yes. I have it only once. I have... The first thing I do is I put for security instant expected security the data set base. That's the one I want to keep constant. Then I add selected security incidents once more and expected security incidents once more. And if I don't put anything here, it's going to be the run that is showing here, current. Okay. And then, okay. Now I have it here. Then I get another problem with silly benzene. It's using two different scales for the same thing. You can see here from 0 to 100 and here to 100. So I have to go again to this, graphs, modify, minimum 0 to 250. I have to put it here as well. See? Well, actually, you see this cross here? This cross means use the same scale for both. But then I have to put in here also 0 to 250, want to use this scale. And then across here to use the both as the same. And now it's okay. So these things maybe is a bit confusing for you because I am doing it fast, but you will learn it by trial and error. Now I can simulate again. Now I try again with 4. And there you see it. By choosing a short expectation time, the blue curve, or perception time, the curve goes to the left. Now, let's change the expectation time. Now I am changing it like this. I'm going to make it bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And the longer time it takes, of course, the more time it takes to accept or to understand that the number of incidents has changed. So how fast you should do? Well, if you knew the past, then you you know you should form here the expectations very fast. But you don't know. You don't know if this is a step that will continue as a step, or whether it will be a pulse that goes down or something else changes. So that's why in the end you have to find a trade-off between becoming more certain by waiting longer and reacting fast enough so that you can prevent the problems. Questions? This model is then seen in front of, so you can get it. Okay, now let's learn about the pulse. If you go to this here, somewhere, you have explanation of the test functions in Benzim, here in the end. If you click on that, then you have an overview here of test functions. And it gives you just three names, step, pulse, and ramp. A ramp is like this. There are other test functions that you can use. So if you don't have the real data, or actually before you try messy real data, you should put in simple test functions. The step you know. Now as to the pulse. The pulse in Benzim, it has by default the height of 1. So if you just use the function pulse, which you see here, or you see here, if you don't, it's going to give you a pulse of the height of 1. That's the first thing you need to know. And the inputs is when the pulse happens and how long the pulse is. If you want an instantaneous pulse, what does it mean instantaneous in Benzim? Which is the shortest time you can have in Benzim? What is the shortest time that you have in Benzim? Benzim doesn't have a continuously running time. Rather, it's time step. The time step is the shortest time possible in your model. You can change its value. But once you have given it, that's the shortest time. So a pulse, if it is instantaneous in Benzim, it is not completely instantaneous, but it has the duration of the time step. If you make the time step smaller and smaller and smaller, then yes, it's becoming closer and closer to instantaneous. Okay. So now what you want is your model should give you the same results no matter your time step, because the time step you need to adapt. So the way to do that is to recognize that time step, that the pulse in Benzim, is not the height what counts. It is the area that counts. So if you want something that has the same area no matter if you change the time step, then the solution is this. You have to put some constant value, which is going to be the height of the real time pulse, divided by the time step and multiplied by the value of the pulse. Why the constant divided by the time step? Because the area of the pulse is the height, which is always 1. Pulse in Benzim gives 1. 1 multiplied by the width, which is the time step. If you make the time step smaller, you make the area smaller. To compensate for making the pulse with less width, you have to make the height higher. And that's why you divide constant by time step. And then, by this construction, you get a pulse with the same value, no matter how you change the time step. The height is going to change, but it is the area that counts. So, let's go back to this. If you now go to the documentation, click on equations, click security incidents, and the model that you have in Benzim, or I will upload this because it has, I have made a change. It reads like this. The first comment is commenting this. But then I have put in here the other option. For a sudden attack, use a pulse function. We want it to be 100 attacks. So we put 100 divided by the time step times the pulse occurring at time 20 in a, with a width of time step. So let's put in here. I can copy. I can paste it. And this you can do later, the same thing. And I can click OK. I click OK. And then I get a message from Ben saying, hi, you have put time step here. But it is not expected. Why it isn't expected? Because in Vensim, if I am using something here, I have to link it. And this is this one. How do you put it inside? I had it already inside because I have used it before. The way of putting inside is going to here, to the so-called shadow variables, click on that, click somewhere, and you find the variables here, both the one you have defined and also that Vensim has defined, the time step. So if I click now on that, I get this. But I don't need it because I had it from before. So I need this one. And since I'm using insecurity incidents, I have to link it from here to here. Now it's linked. Okay? Now I can go to the definition. Click at this. Now I have linked it. You see it here. Click OK. And the definition is done. And now I can simulate. And here you get a pulse. There's one thing. Have you seen several times my recommendations put the models in different folders? The reason is, if you don't do that, different models in different folders, we have now a different model because I have changed the definition of a variable. Then Vensim has the old runs there from the previous one and you get a mix-up. And I get a mix-up. You see the step function? It's still there. Why? Because the last time I ran this was with base. So let's put base here. And then you will see this disappeared. It disappears. But I want to compare with current, so I still put in current. I have two runs, base and current. Current is the active one. Base is in the background. You can see that here in the control, data sets, current and base. I have both. So I have here a pulse, boom, goes up. And this is the perception of this pulse. So somebody resists a lot, but since nothing happens, then it decays quickly. Why is the head 250 incidents and not 100? I need a good guess from you. Actually, I have told it before, but go back. Why do we see 250 here? Or why, rather, easier question. Why don't we see 100 here? Why do we see a different height of the pulse? A good guess. Say it again.
One for perceived incident and one for security incident.
No. The pulse is security incidents. It's describing the security incidents. What did I say as to how the pulse counts? Is it the height that counts?
Yeah. The area.
It is the area that counts. So what we need to make sure is the area of the pulse now 100. You cannot see that because you don't see the width. But let's reveal what is the time step. Okay? If the time step is 1/4, 250 times 1/4 should give us the correct answer. Let's see it. Model. Settings. Not one fourth, not one eighth. Let me, why one eighth? Now I am messed up. If we have 100 and put half, then we get 200. Wait a moment. I know it is confusing me. The height is not correct. The graph is not correct. The height is much higher. The height is not 250. It is 800. Let me show you why. Modify. I have cut it up by 250. Let's put 1,000 here so that we can get it higher. And there you see. The height is 800. And the time step is 1/8. 0.125 is 1/8. So 800 divided by 8 is 100. If I change the time step to 1 and simulate, I have to simulate with both, with base, because I have two runs, and with current. So the height is 100. This is 1,000, is 100. And the area is 100. But the pulse looks like a triangle. And the reason is because I have a too big time step. So I have to reduce the time step. If I now put settings half the time step and simulate, then you see the height of the pulse is twice, but the area should be the same. And actually I have to do it because I have two runs. I have to do it with both. Otherwise I am getting the wrong graphics. And back to current. The one that I have in the background I call always base. Okay. So now I have a step of 1/2. The height has increased to the double. Let's go to the model settings. And where I have, I put half of it is 0.25, so it is the next one. Then I run first base, all the runs I want to have, and I run the current. And the height is twice as much, but the width is half as much. So whatever I choose, the point is that this area should be here. Okay. Then once we decided which is the time step we want to use, we should choose a scale that is adequate. You see it goes here from 0 to 1,000, that is too much. So if we stay with this, we go to the graph, modify, and put here as a height 500. Sometimes it's not necessary to determine the height by yourself. You can leave it to Vensim and only correct if it you don't like the height. So here you have it. At time 20, a pulse occurs. Its area, even if it's not visible, it's 100. So you get 100 security incidents per unit of time. And the perception of that, because it goes up and disappears and it doesn't continue, the perception is lower, like this. Okay. Confusing, or do you get a gist of it? You are all kind of a little bit confused. Is that right? So what is the problem? What is the new? Too much information, or? Okay.
You are doing it understandable, but with
it will be more. Now I want you to do this by yourself. Yeah. Forget about this model. I am going to save it. That is, I am going to put it back to the previous one. I am going to save it. I put the and put it in front of. I'm going to put this one. What is going to happen now that I put the step back? Do you know what is going to happen? When I click OK? The time step will protest, yes. Okay. The following inputs are not used, but we expect the time step. Yes. So, what do we have to do? We have to take this guy here, which is delete. And rather than deleting the time step, we can delete the arrow. Then we can go back to this, say OK, and then Benzim is happy. Then we can save it. Okay, let me see. You are going to do this exercise by yourself. I want you to create the pulse function this way, and I want you to put, I'll say it, 100, and the width should be the time step, but I want you to make the width visible by linking like this. And then in the pulse function here, you put the height divided by the width times the pulse at time 10 of the width. Remember, this alone gives the height of 1. Okay? So again, this one, I want you to do that and later simulate it, and you get such a pulse. Since the height here is 100, and in simulating it gives 400, can you guess what the time step is? That I have chosen? The height times the width should be 100. So, and I have a height of the here inside. You must not confuse what I put here. This is 100. But in the diagram, it results 400. So, 1/4. Let's see if it's correct. Model, settings, time step 0.25. Okay? So I want you to create this. The only thing you need to put is the height is 100. And the width is the time step. Please create that by yourself. Okay? I'm getting some busy messages today. I know it's a bit confusing, this issue with the time step and the pulse. But again, once you do it, once you use it, then you start assimilating it. Sorry. and all this has been recorded. I'm still struggling I had a call 1 month ago. I am fine now. But my mucosa tends to suffer from speaking too much, so it takes time until they are normal. Also, I am quite allergic. You remember how to put the time step there? It is the shadow variable. And you understand also that all the things that you put in the model, they are there. Both the variables that you are creating and those that Benzene creates for you. So the final time is recorded there. The time step is recorded. Everything is in there. Tell me when you finish the model. Have you finished it already? No? So that we can continue. The graph that you see here has been created with this control panel here. I click on graphs. No. In this case, I put it just with the input-output object. You don't need to create a graph. It is an input-output object. So it should be this one, where I chose this, the pulse function, which is in auxiliary here, pulse function. Then I chose a graph here. So you don't need to go to the graph here. It is just the input-output object. In fact, I believe that this model should be in the frontal room already also. I believe that this link here, Pulse, is going to give you this model. The only thing it is zipped, probably because I zip this. I left from last year still. Probably the model, the Benzene model, is zipped with the run, because every run is recorded by a file, the run file. Okay, did you finish the model, some of you? One of you, or still working with that? If you need help, just tell me and I come. The values? You put any value for the time step, it doesn't matter, because we are going to experiment with it. You can leave it at 1 to begin with. The height, you should put 100.
And the width is 10?
The width. The width is the time step. So actually the only point of putting width there is to make it obvious that the width of the pulse is the time step. So you could go directly from time step to pulse function. You can do it. The only the reason is here to visualize that the width is a time step. Three more minutes and then we take a break again of 50 minutes because I have recorded. I am recording the classes in batches of 45 minutes. The graph, you get it through the input-output object, this one, input, you click on that, click here, and then you define the output workbench tool, you choose the auxiliary pulse function here, and you choose here graph. Okay, and then you can you simulate, you get this. The options of the input-output object?
Oh, the custom graph or?
Yes. The medium one, output workbench tool. The custom graph is something you design yourself with all the details here, with this control panel. The workbench tool is something that is predefined. The only thing you need to do is to choose what you want to show, a level, an auxiliary, or some external data. In this case, it is the auxiliary, and you click pulse function here. And then you can show this in many ways, as course history, document, document all graph, loops, runs, and whatever. You choose graph. Okay. And then you have it. Okay, then we take a break, 15 minutes, and at the end of that you can finish the model, if you like, or take a break, and then we continue later.